Refuting Compromise, Church Fathers, and Creation Day.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the new book, War of the Worldviews. Ken, I've heard some skeptics claim that most of the church fathers of the early centuries didn't believe the days of creation in Genesis chapter 1 were ordinary days. Is that true, though?
Well, a number of biblical creation scholars have thoroughly researched what these church fathers believed. And they found that based on the biblical text, the majority of church fathers either specifically stated the days of creation were ordinary days, or that the universe can only be a few thousand years old. And in fact, when you look at 18 centuries of biblical scholarship, beginning from the time of Christ, the majority of biblical scholars by far believe that Genesis taught the creation days were literal days. They believe the universe can only be thousands of years old. Now, the reason most biblical scholars of the past 200 years believe the creation days are not ordinary days has nothing to do with what the Bible clearly states in Genesis 1. You know what their reason is? It's because they've been influenced by secular scientists to believe in millions of years. You see, when Christians reinterpret the days of creation to fit in millions of years, they've undermined the authority of the Word of God, and they've actually made fallible man the authority.
Does that mean that dinosaurs didn't die out millions of years ago? Ken Ham has some answers, which he's posted to our website, answersradio.com. Read his free booklet at answersradio.com.